I got to the bar about 10 minutes early that night. I'm a Virgo, so I'm perpetually early everywhere I go. Maybe I was nervous. Maybe I just wanted to get it over with. It had been a long time since I'd gone on a date. 6 or 7 months at least. I have a tendency to be a little awkward around new people, but I was hoping I could keep my cool and keep it casual. I sat down at a table near the back. I didn't want to have to yell over the music or the rowdy bachelorette party hanging out near the front of the bar. I sat down and pulled out my phone, but I was too excited to focus on my Twitter feed. I scanned the bar every few seconds, searching for the long shaggy hair and the kind green eyes from his Tinder pic. I checked the time on my phone a few more times, glanced at the cocktail menu, and tried to distract myself from my racing thoughts. Why was I so nervous? It was just a date after all.
Hey, there you are.
Hi. Hiding in the back. Hope you don't mind. I got up from my chair and gave him a hug before he sat down.
Not at all.
He smelled like oak and leather.
Always nice to have a little privacy. Have you already ordered a drink?
Not yet. I didn't want to be the girl sitting alone in the dark drinking by herself. He somehow made a plain white t-shirt look sexy.
Oh, dark and mysterious. I love it.
His denim jacket and those black boots. You seem like a whiskey guy. Am I right? I was immediately smitten.
Absolutely.
Though I tried not to let it show.
They do great old-fashioned here.
So, I have a confession to make.
Oh, a confession? All right, let's hear it.
This is my first time going on a Tinder date.
Can I tell you something? It's my first time, too. I tend to stay off the apps.
Really? Oh my God, that makes me feel so much better. I was so nervous.
He ordered an old-fashioned, and I got a French 75. And before I knew it, an hour had gone by. It was just so easy to talk to him. He made me feel totally at ease. I felt his leg brush up against mine from across the small table a couple of times. I kept wondering if it was an accident or if he was trying to send me some kind of signal. My heart was thumping hard against my chest as I decided to take a chance and make my move.
So, do you have any plans for after this?
No, I don't. Do you?
He knew exactly what I was getting at. That seductive grin gave him away. He paid our tab and met me up front. The bar was just a few blocks from my apartment, and he slid his arm around my waist as he walked down the shadowed street towards my place. I had never had a one-night stand before, but it was really turning me on to think about having him in my bed, waking up next to him in the morning. Even if nothing came of it afterwards, I felt like I had to have him. I leaned into his touch and felt my body flood with desire at the thought of kissing him.
Oh, you live here? I love this building. I bike by it all the time.
I let us both in and suddenly felt a wave of nerves settle over me. Should I offer him a drink? Was he expecting us to just get right to it? It had been so long since I had done this, and I was feeling more than a little lost. I was really, really out of practice with my seduction skills.
I think I have some beer in the fridge. Do you want a drink, or...
As I started towards the kitchen, he reached out and placed his hand on my arm. He gently pulled me back around and brought me close to him. Our hips pressed together and he lay his hands on my waist. He pressed his lips up against mine, and it felt like a jolt of electricity went between us. The feeling of his stubble rubbing against my cheek and the taste of whiskey on his breath calmed my racing thoughts. I hooked my arms around his neck and pushed my tongue between his lips. I could feel myself getting wet already as he massaged my tongue with his. He took his thumb into one of my belt loops and broke our kiss for a moment.
Our bedroom?
Yes. We shuffled backwards a bit awkwardly as our lips met once again. I guided us as best I could down the hall. Oh.
My body was humming with desire. I needed to feel his hands on me, all over me. We couldn't keep our mouths off of each other. I loved the way he pulled desperately at my clothes, like he just had to get them off of me as soon as possible. I pulled at his belt buckle, tugged his shirt over his head. He had a tattoo across his ribs and a trail of soft black hair riding up his chest. His knee slipped between my legs once my jeans were off, and he burrowed his nose into my neck, kissing me all the way up to my ear.
Oh, fuck.
I rode his knee hard, grinding up against it as I got wetter and wetter. We were messy, aching for contact. I wondered if he had been out of the dating game for just as long as I had.
Play with my nipples.
His hands kneaded my breasts with a firm, rough touch. He rubbed my nipples with his thumbs, pulling at them and pinching them between his fingers. Fuck, that made me so wet. He kept one hand on my breast while the other shifted down to my thigh, and then between my legs.
Yeah. Oh God, right there.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.